This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, Radio News and Talk 1380, WAOK. And I've got Dr. Key, affectionately known, Dr. Lakeisha Key-Hallman, sharing with us today. Hi, a pleasant good morning. Welcome to On Point. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful today. Thank you so much for having me, Mrs. Voice of the Community. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, thank you. I am certainly glad to have you sharing with us today. Talk to us about, because you're kind of focused in on, you know, helping entrepreneurs, you know, across the world, and certainly in education and business. And I love how you bridge those two together with your love for community. Talk to us about that, your whole mission forward thought and process as a visionary.
I've been on a mission for almost 10 years to unify and accelerate our community through supporting entrepreneurs, primarily Black entrepreneurs, to build businesses, to thrive in those businesses, but have a competency on community. So my parent company, The Village Market, I launched in 2016, and we've been a pillar in the Atlanta community to make sure that entrepreneurs have the support they need, but also is fueled by the community. And to date, we facilitated $8.8 million of direct sales to Black businesses. We opened a retail store at Palm City Market on the second floor, The Village Retail, and I also have a nonprofit, Our Village United, and last year we disseminated over $500,000 in grants, and we work with entrepreneurs across the country. But all of it is, I have one focus. Our community must be bound in purpose and be mission forward, and for us to get to a place of consistent thriving, we have to do it together.
I certainly agree. I mean, support is a verb.
Support is a verb.
Tell us about your thought process with that, because I think that's important, for people to understand and know the importance of the village.
Yes. For me, when I came up with support as a verb, I had one goal and mission. What was I trying to get the community to do?
Okay.
I was trying to get the community to act. I believe that if you love something, if you're passionate about it, if you stand, as the young folks say, 10 toes down for it, then you should have some action behind it. And for me, in order for Black businesses to scale and accelerate, which flows directly impacting our community, then we have to support with our dollars. We have to be very intentional with how we spend. And so I created support as a verb, and the community absolutely loved it. And they shouted to the rafters, but also they spend their dollars where their people are.
Wow. That is great. One of your books, and it's really a transformative book, No One Is Self-Made, Build Your Village to Flourish in Business and life. What are you dismantling here? Is there a thought process that most people bring to the table and you're saying, no, get rid of that thought process? What are you showing?
Yes, absolutely. And my book, No One Is Self-Made, comes out February 4th. And my purpose for my book is no different than my purpose for my company.
Mm-hmm.
Being self-made is a myth. It's not real. It was never true. And in order for us to thrive as a collective, we have to start addressing words. And to know to thrive as a collective, we have to divorce individualism.
Okay.
So what I'm attacking in chapter one of this book is is attacking individualism. I think it has become an Achilles heel in our community. We must have a collective approach. And chapter one of my book dives deep into, let's get rid of this myth. Let's have a collective mindset, because none of us are self-made. We're village made.
Wow. Wow. And what are some key things to that approach that you're saying to entrepreneurs or, you know, to business owners? What are some of the key components to have that village model and mindset as you're approaching business?
Yes, the model, what has to be ingrained in our business plan is, how does our business also support and amplify the community mm-hmm. and the people that we care about? As I scale my companies, what is my social impact focus? Rather than if I see a business or a vacant commercial property on one of these corridors of Atlanta, rather than going after it alone, what does it look like if I join arms with another business owner and another business owner, and we go buy that commercial property together, and then we buy the next one, and then we buy the next one. And before you look up, before it's all said and done, we have bought back the block. And that block is being determined by people who have a intentional focus on edifying and amplifying the community. And so as we build, we can't just build to scale to 7, 8, 9 figures. We want that. But we want entrepreneurs to say that I am growing so my growth can flow to the community. So as I climb, I can lift up other people. So it takes us being deeply intentional. It also takes us to make the sacrifice of saying that it shouldn't be all about me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to be all about me. And I think one of the other myths of entrepreneurship is that you should do it alone, that it's somehow a badge of honor. That when we talk about the struggle of opening a business, and I did it by myself, we should have never done it by ourselves.
Mm.
We should always do it with community. And I want us to divorce this mindset, because I think it's holding us back from being our greatest and most truest selves, and the reason why we're here.
I think you're hitting on some very key things, recognizing the greatness in ourselves as individuals, but also the greatness of what we can do together as we look for collaborations and partnerships. What are just some of the key steps to starting those partnerships or establishing those collaborations? What are just some, you know, important steps that one should consider when they're doing that?
Step number one is doing a self-work so that we can be open to working with other people.
Okay.
When we do step one of doing a self-work, if you have greatness in you, I won't be intimidated by it. I will be motivated by it and say that I need to put my greatness with your greatness and let's do something greater together. Secondly, we need to sit at a table and decide what is the mission and also what are our values. We can't have a conversation without mission if we don't have conversation about values, because there has to be a sense of shared values on what we believe, how we treat people in community. And thirdly, we have to decide what is our first project that we're going to do together as a collective.
That's good. Those are key steps. Let's go to break and we'll come back and talk more about the work that you do, continual work that you do, even with the city of Atlanta as well. We'll go to break. We'll be back with more News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes on Usatal 1380 WAOK. Dr. Key, you know, this village approach, I do love it. I do love that. Talk to us about your work with the Atlanta mayor, that appointment, and how you've worked in different areas there for the city and also as a board member for Invest Atlanta.
I've been very, very fortunate to work closely with the mayor, and I'm appreciative of his trust in the work that I do. I was appointed by the mayor to serve on the board for Invest Atlanta and also the Women Advisory Council for the city. And what we've been focused on Invest Atlanta is ensuring that small businesses, beyond all the work that Invest Atlanta does in housing, affordable housing, ensuring that there are grocery stores in communities that are stripped from grocery stores, making sure that there is food access. Also, Invest Atlanta has been hyper-focused to make sure that entrepreneurs and small business owners have the support, the wraparound support they need, from technical assistance to loans and things of that matter. And the Women Advisory Council, we focus on the same things, ensuring that we're looking at the city and ensuring that as the city that we are addressing the needs of those who are in need. And so I've been very fortunate. I am a believer in the work that the mayor does, because I know that his heart is centered on the people. That is what he and I have in common. We are considering people from all corridors of Atlanta, but with the primary focus of those who need the most support, ensuring that someone at the table is advocating for them and that great things are being done.
That's great. That's great. It just sounds like that whole village approach.
I must say so myself.
I mean, you're living it out. You're just walking it out. Your work with the mayor, you know, the Women's Advisory Council. I mean, you're just a reflection of the village model and the village market, you know, that you have. And I think that's very key. As we move forward this year, how important is it for us to understand the importance of the village? Whether you're a father, mother, student, you know, anybody, how important is us to have that type of philosophy and approach as we're moving forward so that we can have success and growth and productivity?
Oh, great, great question. You know, and I go back to my book, No One Is Self-Made. I didn't know when I started writing the book almost 3 years ago how timely and timeless the messaging would be. As we look to 2025, and we're in quarter one now, and I know that many people are uncertain and may have a sense of anxiety and fear of what is going to happen as we have a new administration. And with any change comes a lot of uncertainty of, like, where do I fit in this and will I survive this? For me, the community will always be the only place and the only thing that will save us. And not just save us from a place of merely existing, but a place of saving us where we can get to a place of thriving. And when we get to a place of thriving, then we have the residuals to ensure that we can invest in each other in each other's enterprises, in each other's business, in each other's wellness. And so from family to family, from community to community, to sister circles and with your homeboys, whatever it may be, it is time for us to start having a conversation about coalition building and how we can do it. And also how we must be impenetrable. So we can't talk about it for a day, that this has to be a stayed focus in our communities, that we will be a community, period. And that we'll work together, even when it's uncomfortable, even when we may disagree with each other. We're going to sit at that table until we figure it out. Then we're going to get up from that table and we're going to do things in our community to drive us forward. I think that is the mission of our generation. I think it is time for us to go beyond talking about it, posting about it, but living it and doing it.
That's good. I love that. And when you said the mission of our generation, that's very key. How does leadership factor into this? You know, just more than existing and thriving and investing, you know, building that coalition. How does leadership factor into this?
We all look for leaders to be the model.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I think we should require from our leaders is to be the model of community. And we have to hold our leaders, and I'm a leader. People who say they are about it, folks that have been appointed, people that you put your votes behind, the conversations need to be had. How are you living for the things that you platform? Are you doing and acting? Are you implementing what you said you would? We have to hold our leaders accountable. And for leaders, we can't be afraid to lead. There are times as leaders that you have to make the sacrifices, not what is in the best interest of you, but what is in the best interest of the community. We can't lead from a place of privilege where as long as I'm good, then that's what matters to me, or my small group of people who may be living well and living good. That can't be what's driving our decision. We should be thinking about the broader community and all the decisions that we're making. And for those who feel that there is a leader that is growing inside of them, but they may be a little reluctant, I want you to hear from me, the time is now. If you have something to build, build it. If you have something to say, say it. This is the time. Do not wait. We need you. The community needs you. And if this is the message you needed to hear in 2025, I wanted you to hear from me, the invitation for you to stand up in your purpose and lead a life and lead community, because people are looking and longing for folks that they can believe in.
That is so true. What should one do with this whole element of fear? Whether it's personal fear, you know, to step out and lead, or to make that investment, or to collaborate with somebody, or even if it's communal fear, or family fear, you know, things that have been overshadowing one in their family, or things that have happened in the community that has really traumatized a lot of people. You know, this has happened, this mass shooting, this happened, this crime happened, mm-hmm. and the fear of stepping out there. What should one do with that fear?
The number one thing to do with fear is to recognize that you have it and to know that it's okay if you are afraid. The body responds to trauma or traumatic things. So there are people who are paralyzed and they can't figure out, well, why can't I do this thing that I want to do? And it's likely because the fear of risk, the fear of losing it all, the fear of embarrassment, the fear of not having support. Address it. Look at the root cause analysis of why you feel the way that you feel. And then I would say, all our great leaders have done things scared. There is no person that has built a thing that did not consider the risk, did not consider the failure of it, that it may fail, but you do it anyway. I built and opened a retail store in the heart of the pandemic. So many people said, Key, what are you thinking? Mm-hmm. You're going to open a retail store at Ponce City Market during a pandemic when everyone is sheltered in place? And I said yes. And I had my own trepidation in doing so. But my belief in what I was building, I knew that one day that we would be out of our homes, back patronizing our community. And when we got out of our homes, I wanted to make sure that there was a flagship and a safe place for Black businesses and Black brands in the city of Atlanta. And so I did it scared. And so if you are afraid, I want you to know that it is okay. It's primarily in the Black community, we've had generational traumatic things happen to us. And sometimes it's on display in a way that we become almost immune to it. If you are afraid, it's okay. But I need you this time in 2025, I need you to do it scared. I need you to do it scared. I need you to do it with vulnerability. I need you to build anyway. But we can absorb some risk if we decide to build and take that leap with like-minded people in our community.
That's great. That's great. And when we take risk, does that require, you know, courage and thinking outside of the box?
It takes courage. It takes thinking outside of the box. It takes you not being the smartest person at the table. It takes having diversity of thought. It takes pivoting. I can't share enough how many times in business I've had to pivot when my first idea that I just knew was a genius idea, and then it wasn't. And so I had to go to plan B and plan C. And so that means having the intestinal fortitude. If plan A doesn't work, go to B. If B doesn't work, go to C. But making sure that you are not the only brilliant mind at the table, though. We get our best ideas when we are sitting at a table and allowing the conversation and people to even challenge us to think and dream bigger. The reason why I dream big is because I have big dreamers around me.
It goes back to that collaboration, the village that you have
the
around
village.
You. Yeah. I've got Ron on the line. He has a quick comment, a question for you. Ron, welcome. Dr. Key is on the line. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Wanderman, and thank you, Ms. Key, for having this conversation today. I just want to add a little something to it. Sometimes we look at buildings or we look at people, and we stand in places and we say, well, you know, how did they do that? You know, and people have asked, I've heard people ask this question, how did you do this, man? How did you do it? You know what I'm saying? It is not as hard as one may think to be an entrepreneur. If you have an idea, you can move on it. If you have an idea of selling something, maybe you want to sell, maybe you don't even know what you want to sell. But if you have and see other people doing something, maybe you can learn from them. It may be a fruit stand. You can sell fruit stand. You don't have to have a grocery store to have a fruit stand. You don't have to have a department store to sell retail clothes or things. You can start selling by taking orders and finding out, where do you buy from? Where do these people get these things from? They come from another country? Maybe you'll learn there's a thing called the merchandise mark. And every city have one. And then you'll maybe learn that there's factories. You know, the clothes that's made, the hats and caps, they come from factories. Look these factories up and make a call. You
Thanks
don't have
a lot.
To be 40 or 50.
Yeah, yeah. You Thank it. You for adding to that, Ron. I appreciate your voice encouraging others as well. Dr. Key, any final thoughts before you leave?
I want to first say, Ron, drop mic to everything that he said. Absolutely, absolutely. Essentially, Ron was saying, get out of analysis paralysis and do it. Do it. My final thought is, truly, support is a verb. I have written a very special, it's not a book to me, it's a love offering to a community that has supported me and lifted me up in my best and worst days. No One Is Self-Made is not my book, it is our book. And it's an offering for our community. So if you want to purchase this book, go to noonesiselfmade.com. I welcome you to purchase this book, have a conversation with me about it, and let's continue to build and nurture and love our beloved community.
That is awesome. And your website, where can it go for your website?
www.drkeyholman.com. And Key is just how you hear it, K-E-Y. www.drkeyholman.com.
That's right. The keys to success. Listen, open, unlock. Thank you so much, Dr. Key, for sharing with us today. We appreciate your voice and all that you're doing in the village to help everybody and to make an impact in the world. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's right. Listen, Dr. Key sharing with us this morning and really giving you some tools for the village approach to doing business and to have great success.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.